morning, brought to you by First Baptist Church. And Dory Potter joining Miss E. A couple of, just items around the community going on this morning. We had our scheduled guest unable to phone in, so Dory, happy to fill in for me this morning.
Well, let's start out and talk about you and I were at the same event last night. Very nice launch event for OK Mozart at the Community Center. That was exciting.
It was exciting. And, they kind of, I talked with Charlie Daniels a little bit about it, heard the audio on the news. A little bit of a, from my words, not his, careful decision to take an Oklahoma direction on the musicians and picking up some excellent artists that are just a little bit more local. You don't always have to have high quality talent from way out of town.
We have quality right here in Oklahoma, too. And I think, because people know them, it might actually bring more people to be able to come as well, I think, is their hopes. We might not get the international scene that we had gotten a little bit of in the past, but that's kind of dropped off some. And yeah. So as long as maybe they can try and still get people to come to town and make it a community event, make it a statewide event, a regional event, we can still draw that with excellent talent.
And Randy was in yesterday during just talking about some of the feedback he had gotten from the Oklahoma Arts Council and other state organizations, saying this is exactly what we would like arts organizations to start doing. So Mozart leading the way, and I will just say I would be real happy if one of our two local nominees for the one award happened to actually walk away with a grand prize on that one, either Paths to Independence or OK Mozart. So either way, it would be good.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Charlie, I want to also talk about some things we've got coming up around here that we're working on. And, of course, I know Jerry and Tammy were in earlier this week talking about it, but we can never talk too much. If anyone knows someone who might have a wedding in the near future, they want to mark February 20th on their calendar. If anyone just is ready for spring, like me, mark February 20th on your calendar, because the KWN KYFM Carrie G Spring Fashion and Bridal Expo is going to be Saturday, February 20th this year.
Sounds like a great deal, and we will remind people of a change of location and a little bit of a, because of that, as I see it in a way, a little kind of a change of format.
It is. We're going to be at the Washington Park Mall Center Court this year, just because we had to make a change of the date and a change of the venue as well, because our other venue was already booked. And so we had to make a little bit of a change there, but we're really excited to be at the mall. They are pleased to have us, and they just will offer a nice venue for us to be able to show off the spring fashions and the formal wear, and also be able to have booths from a lot of vendors that are just interesting to people. Whether you have a special event coming up, it might be a wedding, it might be a reunion, it might be a family get together that you want to do, you'll even be able to talk to some of the vendors and they can help you in preparing for some of those as well. So there's really something for everyone, as well as there'll be spring fashions too. So we're all interested in seeing that. Jewelry is always good, that
sure.
type of thing. So it should be just a great show. Again, we encourage people to come out. It's a come and go type of thing. So, if you're busy on that Saturday, you don't have to just come and stay. But it's from 10 o'clock till 2 at Washington Park Mall on February 20th. But again, if you do know of a bride, there will be a specific part of it that's geared toward the brides. Our door prizes will ask people if you want to sign up for the generic, the spring door prizes, or if you'd like to be a part of the bridal door prizes, because we don't want, Charlie, you don't need a cake topper, or you don't need a wedding cake or something like this either.
If you have something for granddaughters, we can start planning her
That's
wedding.
That's when, a few years down the road, hopefully, for her wedding. But right, so you'd want to be in the generic, in the spring door prizes. So there'll be a lot of great door prizes, just a whole lot of fun. But put it on your calendar. See us out there. It's always fun for us to meet and greet everybody and shake hands and have a great time. But we'll be there February 20th from 10 till 2. And then there's people who are like, when is Taste of Home? That's always one of the exciting things. I've had several people ask me that.
I saw Jamie just a few days ago here in the station. So
exactly. Yeah, we are gearing up for Taste of Home again here in Bartlesville. And it will be April 5th at the Community Center. And so mark your calendars for April 5th. And, you'll be getting more information for that. Tickets traditionally go on sale the 1st of March. So we'll have tickets on sale the 1st of March for the April Taste of Home. There will be some early bird sales at that Spring and Fashion Expo on February 20th. So if you know you want to go ahead and get your tickets then while you're out there with us, we'll have them available and you can go ahead and get them at that time. But officially, they'll go on sale March 1st for the April 5th event.
Okay, so. And that is a great event. And again, it's a wonderful night out for the gals, but you know, there's enough guys in the audience to make it fun.
There is. It can be a family type of event too, and you know, I enjoy having my daughter-in-laws there too, and a chance to be with them. So some people put together a little neighborhood group and come. Some people's Bible study, their bridge club, you know, whatever group you're, you come together and have a lot of fun with it. We always have a vendor fair at the very beginning from 5 to 6:30 in Community Hall at the Community Center. So there are a lot of neat things to see and do and goodies to get, and you'll get your goodie bag and all that stuff just like always. And then at 6:30 we'll actually go into the auditorium for the show that Jamie Dunn from Taste of Home will come and do again. And she has some fabulous recipes, Charlie.
I assume, well, it's always great stuff. You can go to the tasteofhome.com website and find all kinds of ideas. But when Jamie's there doing the show, it's extra special.
Well, because she gives you a lot of tips along the way too, some interesting things to add in and to help. And believe me, I can use all those tips.
So. Don't we all?
Exactly. So it's a lot of fun. But so mark your calendars, Taste of Home, April 5th, and the Spring Fashion and Bridal Expo, February 20th. And then, personally, I'm working on another project, Charlie.
Well, let's go there.
Okay. Bartlesville AIDS Connection. That's, you know, an organization that's near and dear to my heart. And I know I've talked about it before here, but Bartlesville Ladies Connection are ladies who just like to come together and meet and be encouraging and inspiring to each other and throughout the community. Once a month, we have a luncheon or a girls' night out or some kind of event like this where we usually have a topic and a speaker. Mm-hmm. Our next one coming up is going to be February 11th. It's a Thursday, and we're having a luncheon at Arvest Eastside Branch.
It'll be Thursday before Valentine's weekend, so
you got it. Yep. We're going to be there, and we're having a super love luncheon. Super spelled S-O-U-P-E-R. So we're going to have several different kinds of soups for the ladies to have and try for their lunch. We'll have some salad and bread and things and stuff too, but it'll be a soup lunch. And but our theme is going to be Family Promise, and Family Promise is a local organization. It's a nonprofit, non-denominational organization that helps families in transition. They might be having something that is happened in there that they just need some assistance or some help or some encouragement. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the area churches are involved with Family Promise. And so we're going to find out more about Family Promise and be able to help them too. We're asking if people would like to bring we call it an optional community connection, if they'd like to bring some items to donate for Family Promise. They're suggesting things like cleaning supplies or laundry soap or dishwashing soap or towels or washcloths or shampoo, baby shampoo, hygiene products, toilet paper, paper towels, that type of thing. Just really generic things. Family Promise does get more specific with things sometimes, but we don't know always what those are or what they need, so we're just going with generic items that we can bring to be able to give and help Family Promise in that way. We have our speaker that day, and she's Linda Apple. She's an author and speaker from Fayetteville, Arkansas. I know Linda, she's really entertaining as well as being inspirational, but her topic is called True Love is Relational. And so she's going to talk about that too. So that all goes with the Valentine's Day, love, family. Yeah, it's just all
I
comes
think I
together.
See the theme going on there.
Exactly. So it's just going to be a really neat luncheon, and we do need to have reservations ahead of time. The cost for it is only $5, so it's really affordable. Arvest Eastside Branch opens up their community room to us free of charge to be able to do this, so that helps us a lot. And so basically, we're just trying to cover our costs there with the lunch. But we encourage people to make a reservation ahead of time. If they'd like more information about that, the easiest way is just call the station here, and we'll tell you how to make a reservation and do that. But invite a friend and come and join us for our Super Love Luncheon, February 11th at Arvest Eastside Branch.
Sounds like a great afternoon.
It's going to be fun. We try and keep it pretty much over the lunch hour because we want the opportunity that working gals might be able to come too. We say it's from 11:45 till 1. So if maybe people can stretch a little extra time out there to be able to get there and come for the working gals as well as everyone else. You know, we don't just run out the door at 1. If you've got time to stand and talk and visit with people, that's great too. But for those who do need to get back to work, we try and keep the meat of our program during that time so that they can come. I've also talked about Bartlesville Ladies Connection in other ways too, just to let people know if they'd like to become involved, you can give me a call here at the station and join us. our committee actually puts on the events. We don't have a membership or dues or anything like that. Just come and you're a part of us then. Just come and join us.
Well, you've got a great jail ministry. I think that's one of the things you wanted to talk about.
We do. Yeah. We do. We have different committees that do different things, and one of our committees does organize the jail ministry. We go to the Washington County Correctional Center every Wednesday afternoon and go into the women's pods, and we have Bible study there with the women, and have just really had a great turnout, you know, there. When I mean, of course, you've got a receptive audience. They don't have a whole lot else to do, but they really have enjoyed having that fellowship together and being able to learn and grow. And for some of them, it's just at a time in their life where they really need that.
I'm going to say it's a time where they really need that inspirational message. They would be ready to hear it.
Right. And to kind of redirect their lives a little bit and get focused. And so that's been really neat to be able to do on Wednesday afternoons. And then once a month, we go in on a Thursday and we have what we call a life lesson. And we usually bring some kind of a snack, and then we have a life lesson. It might be on finances or family relations, or it might be on nutrition, or might be on job, actually getting a job and keeping a job, you know, that whole element to that. But and then we also end with an inspirational part of it as well after we do the life lesson on the topic. So we do that once a month at the jail as well. That's our jail ministry. We have a prayer ministry too. We have a prayer time that once a month that we meet at someone's home and just have a time for prayer for our community and our nation, and then also individual needs that we know that people have. So we have a prayer time. And then once a month, the end of the month, we go out to some place in the community and have a prayer walk. And we happen to have a prayer walk tomorrow. Saturday is the last Saturday of the month, and so we'll be tomorrow at 8:00. And since we were thinking that it might be cold, we were picking an inside location. We could have been outside walking, but we thought it might be snowy or icy, but who knows?
It could have been.
But we're actually going to be inside the hospital tomorrow, and we'll go to some of the public places there in the hospital and pray for the doctors and nurses and patients and just the whole aspects of the hospital and people there and the care. So we'll look forward to doing that at the hospital tomorrow. We'll start at 8:00 with a little breakfast in the cafeteria, and then go have some prayer. So that's Bartlesville Ladies Connection. If people are interested in having more information about it, they can give me a call here at the station, and I'll be glad to let you know more, answer your questions, and maybe you can come and join us for one of our events.
You are invited. And again, if you'd like to call and ask Story a question, 918-336-1001. You're in and out throughout much of the day, but
just leave a message. Right. And because I am involved in a lot of different things, so if I'm not here, leave me a message. I'd love to call you back.
Sounds like a deal.
Okay.
Well, several things going on in our community, and I'm just trying to think of other community events. Tomorrow, of course, the gala for the Price Tower.
Exactly. It's always a wonderful event. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm going to miss it because I do have a wedding coming up in my family, and I have a shower to go to for tomorrow night, and so I will be at that family event, so I won't be able to do it, but I know I've been many of them in the past, and they're always wonderful events, and there's great things going on at the Price Tower, so I encourage people to go and enjoy all they have to offer.
Absolutely. Okay, well, thank you for the update on all the other community events, and if people when do tickets go on sale for Taste of Home?
They'll March 1st.
Okay.
Or they can stop by at the Spring Fashion and Bridal Expo on February 20th at the mall, and we'll have early bird tickets there.
Okay. Two reasons to stop by
the
show. Dory, thank you very much. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400 brought to you by First Baptist Church.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.